Okay, so you wanted people to call things out the way that it is, Laura Luma. What if somebody called you a bitch? How would you feel? I'm not doing that. I would never speak about you that way. I would never speak about any woman that way. I'm certainly not going to speak about my black sisters that way. I can tell you that much. And you're not listening to somebody right now who always agrees with them. I don't agree with Democrats all the time. I don't agree with everything they do that they do. I don't agree with everything that they say. But how dare you speak about them that way? Would you say that to their face? I mean, since you are so familiar with what ghetto behavior is, and you're acclimating them or associating them with ghetto behavior, have you ever been in the face of a sister that you would describe as ghetto? Do you have any idea what a ghetto B woman would do to you if you said that to their face? Why would you do something like that? Why is that necessary? Because I'm here to tell you that it's not. I mean, can we get to a point where we can get some class? I'm not even asking to emulate Michelle Obama. When they go low, we go high. How about being decent? How about talking about the issue? What's your real problem? Is your real problem that somebody like Angela Nixon wants Medicaid for all? Is it a problem for you that she's about working families and working wages? Is it a problem for you that she wants grocery prices lowered? Everybody might not be able to afford what you might be able to afford, Laura Luma.